13 Signs You Are on the Wrong Path.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Today, we are sharing 13 warning signs from the universe that you may be on the wrong path. So if you've ever wondered, hey, am I on the right path or the wrong path? We're going to clarify that for you today. Want to remind you to be sure and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching by visiting our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. We are here to serve you. And hey, by the way, be sure and subscribe to us on YouTube. Click the bell icon because we're going to be doing some live question and answer sessions on the law of attraction and personal empowerment and a variety of other topics. And you're not going to want to miss those live sessions because you can ask questions and we'll answer them right on YouTube live. It's going to be a lot of fun. So be certain to subscribe and also click the bell icon. And as I always want to mention, we love you on Instagram, Law of Attraction Solutions on Instagram. Okay, we got that out of the way. Now let's talk about some of these warning signs. Your dreams and your desires show one thing. So you have this picture in your mind of your dreams and your desires. But the life you are living is 180 degrees in the opposite direction of your dreams and your desires. That means you are traveling in a direction that is contrary to where you desire to go, to who you desire to become, to what you desire to do with your life. And that is the biggest warning sign from the universe. Look at, I don't think anybody's life is exactly how they picture it. There's always room to kick it up a notch or two, to take it to the next level. No doubt about that. But I'm talking about, you know, you see yourself living in a nice, beautiful four-bedroom home with a wife, children, and a couple new cars in the driveway, you know, a boat, weekends, vacations, but instead you're living under a bridge. Okay, you are going in the wrong direction. Do you get it? That's a warning sign. So look at your life, look at your dreams, and say, are they meshing? Are they coming together? They don't have to be completely together, but they have to be moving in the same direction. Number two, you're confused or uncertain, and you have trouble making decisions. The late, great Andrew Carnegie, he understood this so clearly. He was the richest man in the world in the 20s and 30s. I mean, there was no doubt about it. He was the one. He was the Bill Gates of the time, so to speak. He was a steel magnate, owned trains, owned shipping companies. But when he hired people, he would ask them a question and then he would put a stopwatch under the desk. And the reason he did that is he wanted to see how long it would take them to answer. And if they hem-hawed, well, I need to think about it. Can I check with you tomorrow? I'm not certain about it yet. I need to talk to my wife. I need to go home and talk to my family about. If they gave Andrew Carnegie that kind of answer, he immediately disqualified them. And the reason is that people that are uncertain, people that are confused, people that don't know, that need a whole lot of time to make a decision, don't have clear, strong, compelling goals and desires. You see, if you have complete, strong, compelling goals about where you're taking your life, then guess what? You know exactly what works for you, exactly what is going to help you, and you're not confused about it. Number three, you've surrendered your uniqueness. You're wearing the same clothes everybody else is wearing. Everybody else is wearing torn jeans, so you went out and bought a new pair of jeans and you ripped them up because you want to be like everyone else. Everyone else has purple hair, so now you've got purple hair. Everyone else has tattoos, so now you have tattoos. Everyone else is driving this kind of car. It doesn't have a motor. It has a battery instead, or some mice inside that run on some kind of a belt. You know, so you've got to have that. Or everybody else is riding their bike to work, so now you're riding your bike to work. In other words, you have surrendered your uniqueness. You've surrendered your ability to think for yourself. And what makes you special, what makes you stand out, what makes you powerful and a magnet for attraction is your uniqueness. Okay? Come back to who you are. Return to your core. That's who you are. That's where your power is at. It's in your uniqueness. Number four of the 13 warning signs that you are on the wrong path. Number four is that you're seeking escape, watching too much TV, reading fantasy magazines or fantasy getaway books. You're spending hours and hours and hours on Facebook chatting with people. You're trying to escape your life. You're trying to escape your reality. And that's, look at, why would you want to escape your reality if you're on the right path? Boing. Get it? You see what I'm saying? Look at, if you are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, moving in the direction of your dreams and your goals, there's no desire to escape your life with hours and hours and hours of watching television and internet and Facebook and all of that, okay? You're too busy living. You're too busy enjoying. You're too busy creating.
You are about to experience a miracle. Claim your free 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, number five is anxiety attacks. You're driving down the road and all of a sudden you feel like you're going to die. Or you're just sitting there minding your own business and you feel like you can't catch your breath. You're having anxiety attacks. And an anxiety attack, there's a lot of complexity to anxiety attacks. But one thing you need to know about anxiety attacks, it's basically saying, I want to get the hell out of here. I want to get away from where I am at. And, you know, that's a sign that you are on the wrong path. I remember in my own journey, I was in a relationship and man, I had anxiety attacks 8-10 a day. I literally couldn't function. I had so many anxiety attacks. But guess what? Once I got out of that bad scene, once I moved out of that, the anxiety attacks slowly, slowly dissipated. You see, if you're following the wrong path, going in the wrong direction, anxiety attacks are a warning sign from your body, from your mind, and from the universe that you are on the wrong path. Likewise, kind of tied into this, number six is waking up in the morning with fear. Do you wake up feeling afraid? I mean, you go to bed at night, you had a great day, you get up the next morning, and you just feel fearful. You feel like something's going to happen. Something bad is about to happen to you. If you have that day after day, now that can happen once in a while, but if you have that day after day where you wake up in the morning feeling fear or doubt, apprehension, anxiety, oh, you are on the wrong path and you need to take action now to get on the right path. And then the anxiety and the morning fear, it'll dissipate. I mean, it won't literally end overnight, usually, but it'll dissipate very, very fast. And occasionally, when you start going in the wrong direction or moving yourself into that world of fear and doubt, you might have an anxiety attack again. But it won't be like all the time, okay? You will start to feel empowered and confident and secure and happy and resourceful because you are moving in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Number 7. You know, I didn't even do this on purpose, Rachel, but here it is. Number 7. You're feeling separate from God. Somewhere along the line, at some point in time, you had a connection with God. Whatever you believe God to be, whether it's nature, or whether it is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, whether it's Jesus, whatever you believe God to be. And somewhere you've lost that connection with God. Look, if you want to manifest the life that you truly desire, you have to work in harmony with source energy. And source energy comes from God. So I can't tell you, look, I'm not here to preach to you what or how to do it. I'm simply saying do it. Whatever it is you need to do to get back to that feeling of connection with God, because that is empowering. One with God is a majority. You can overcome the world and all the challenges if you have the power of God working through you. And God, life force, source energy, the universe will always take you in the right direction. Well, number 8 on my list of 13 signs that you are on the wrong path, number 8 is just doubting yourself. You're just filled with doubts. You're doubting your life. You're doubting who you are. You're doubting where you're going. You're doubting where you've been. You're doubting the decisions you're making. You're just filled with so much doubt. And at some point in time, once you say, no more doubt. This is the direction I've chosen to go. This is the direction I'm going. It may not be smooth. It may not be easy, but I'm going in this direction. I'm going to soar high like a beautiful eagle. I'm moving in the direction of my dreams and goals. And while I can't see it because it may be on the other side of the mountain, I'm climbing over that mountain. I'm going around that mountain. I'm climbing through that mountain. I'm going to tunnel through it, or I'm going to go under it, but I'm ending up on the other side with my dreams and my goals. Well, number 9 is living beyond your means. And this is a way of kind of a way of escapism. You know you can't afford that vacation, but you're taking it anyway. You know you can't afford the new car, but you're buying it anyway. You know you can't afford whatever it is you're buying, and you're just spending money all over the place. I don't know what you're buying. You're buying craziness. And here's the funny thing about it. You spend money on it, and then you get home, and you're not happy. I mean, as soon as the new car smell wears off, as soon as the vacation is over, you're not happy because you're on the wrong path. You're going in the wrong direction. Number 10 is feeling unhealthy. I think every human being has a destiny to feel healthy, and wealthy and abundant. But health is so important. What are you doing? What are you eating? What are you putting in your body? If you're shoving crap in your body, You know what I mean by crap foods. You're eating hot dogs filled with nitrates. You're eating candy bars that are filled with who knows what they're filled with. Okay? You're buying packaged foods. You're not eating whole foods. You're not eating vegetables and greens that are grown without GMOs or pesticides and all of that nastiness. You can eat fish that swims freely in Alaska that has that nice, wonderful taste to it, not something that is farmed, okay? You can eat clean. You can even eat meat that is grass-fed and has short-chain amino acids in it that are good for your body and the protein you need to build muscle. I'm not telling you what kind of diet you need to eat, as long as you're eating clean. If you're not eating clean, you're on the wrong path because you're saying, I need to escape from the path that I'm on right now, so I'm going to throw a donut down my stomach. You see what I'm saying? Taking care of yourself, exercising, moving your body, dancing, listening to music. These are all positive, high vibrational activities. Number 11, here's a real big warning sign that you are on the wrong path. Everything is breaking down. Your computer just went kapooey. Your car just broke down. Your toaster just broke down. Your electric razor just busted. Everything is breaking. If everything is breaking in a condensed or short period of time, it's an indication that, ooh, you're on the wrong path. And the universe is trying to talk to you. So the universe is taking the weakness in these things and kind of putting a little pressure on them, breaking them down. And that's what happens. If you have everything breaking down, it's a sign you're on the wrong path. Number 12, this is a big warning sign. You keep seeing the numbers 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. Three fives in a row. Now, three fives in a row isn't always bad. It can oftentimes indicate that the universe is tearing down a bunch of stuff in your life. Some of it you want, by the way, but it's tearing it down anyway so that you have the freedom to move your life to the next level. But if you're seeing 5, 5, 5 all the time, it's usually a sign that you are on the wrong path, that you need to make at least a 180-degree change. Number 13, are you ready? You've been waiting for it. This is a big warning sign. You're not going to believe it, but here it is. You're struggling to get out of bed in the morning. You see, if you're on the right path, if you're going the right direction, guess what? You get out of bed. You're excited. You're motivated. You get that body going. You get some good food and water in you. You're just excited to take on the challenge of the day. You can think about something that you scheduled early in the morning. Maybe it was a fishing trip or a trip to Disneyland or something where you had to get up early in the morning. You didn't have any trouble. It was easy to get up early in the morning because it's what you wanted to do. But if you're struggling with what you want to do to the point where you're just sleeping longer and longer and longer, then you either need to change what you're doing or find a way to make it work for you. Sleeping in is okay from time to time, maybe on a weekend. But generally, get up early. And if you're getting up early and you're excited and you're motivated, it's a sign that you at least believe that you are on the right path. Okay, I've shared with you 13 warning signs. Now, I'd like you to share this podcast with as many people as you can because other people need to know if they're on the right path or not. And we appreciate it humbly from our hearts. We love you. Thank you so much for listening and sharing this podcast. And you have a great day now because you deserve it. Bye-bye.